啊，我跟你讲，我们可以帮你，你俩还在，完了，你挺好。我们拉的非常好，我们拉的中间非常多的人，我拉的非常好，拉的非常好，拉的非常好，拉的非常好，拉的非常好，拉的非常好，拉的非常好，拉的非常好，拉的非常好，拉的非常好，拉的非常好，拉的非常好，روحي مع رواح العالمين لتراب مقدم حيثدا واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائه مجمعين إن اللعنة إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد قال الله الحكيم في كتابه الكريم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن جهنم كانت مرصادا للطاغين مآبا لابثين فيها أحقابا صدق الله العلي العظيم
اللهم صل على محمد وآل
فالقدر القدري محمد النقي النقي محمد تقي النقي نصرة النقي قاسم النقي احتشام النقي عبد السلام البيبي سيد بيبي سكينة بيغم إجاز فاطمة ومزار فاطمة رياض فاطمة نور فاطمة تحلي الزهرة عامل حسين فاردية حسين خالد الاسمي فاتحة صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل
محمد. Based on the verses of God that we've chosen, there are some 10 short verses describing the hellfire and the punishment in the hellfire on the day of judgment. There are many traditions to indicate that even the grave itself becomes a garden from the gardens of paradise or a hole from the holes of the hell. Al-qabr rawdatun min riyad al-jannah wa hufratun min hafir al-nar. So there will be no garden in the hellfire. It will be the gardens of the paradise, riyad or jannat. From Jannah, yes. So there will be gardens in the heaven, in paradise, but there will be holes in the hellfire. Hufra is usually when you dig a hole in the ground. Now, the description that the Holy Quran gives of the hellfire is somewhat to say that it will be a punishment with hot water inside it, a water which is not drinkable. It will be Hamimun wa Ghassaqa. In this surah it says Hamimun wa Ghassaqa. The description that Allah has given, that it is, you know, the water is extremely hot and it is unbearable for the people who will be inside the hellfire. Now, how does the hellfire look like? From Tafsir al-Siyyab al-Bayan by Mahmoud Sayyid al-Tayyib al-Musabi, who has written Tafsir for Tayyib al-Bayan, about 14 volumes. In that he says that the description of the hellfire does not befit just a large place that has fire inside it. It does not befit. It is only a description that actually, it is a better understanding for us that there is fire. But look at the description given by the Holy Quran, and he says that what I have understood from the Holy Quran, the verses that describe the Holy Quran, وَجِيَ يَوْمَ اَذِمْ بِجَهَنَّمْ in Surah Fajr, Allah says, وَجِيَ يَوْمَ اَذِمْ بِجَهَنَّمْ. And on that day, on the day of judgment, Jahannam will be brought forward. You know, it will be brought. And the verses that describe what will happen inside the hellfire is that, for example, you know, the flames are coming out and they are grabbing the people and taking them inside. That does not mean that it is like normal fire. He says it doesn't befit the normal fire that we can imagine. The hellfire itself recognizes the ones who are supposed to be inside the hell, and from the flames of Maidan al-Mahshar they will be dragging people inside. You know, the flames come out and they pull a person inside and put, you know, place them inside the hellfire. The person will try and run out and they pull them back in. He says it looks like something like a huge snake that has a lot of fire which is open. that everything that is going over it just falls into it. And it has holes inside it, filled with water, something that you can't drink. And the descriptions are very explicit in the Holy Quran. I can't go into the details. Very explicit. Allah Ta'ala very openly describes the hellfire. Very openly. And the people dropping in it will be screaming out that we want something to eat, we want something to drink. And Allah Ta'ala says, do not, O people of heaven, you can't give anything to these people, because everything in the heaven is haram upon them. They will say, give me some light from you, there is darkness here. Give me something to eat. Allah Ta'ala says, don't give them anything. La yashrabuna fiha. You know, the verses that describe what they can't. They do not drink anything pure. Anything tahir, anything which is clean, is not allowed for them to drink. Anything which is clean is forbidden for them to eat. That is the description given by the Holy Quran, the people who are inside the hellfire. Now, the description given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, that it is brought forward and the people when they see it, from far away you can sense the heaven, and you can from far away sense the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it. The people who will be crossing by will grab them and say that you belong to me. What are the things that will cause for the people to go inside? One of the things that the Masumeen alayhi salam has mentioned, that people who grow white hair and they still commit adultery, they are some of the people who will be taken by the hellfire. And the hellfire will say that, no, I'll not let you go, because you grew old and you continuously sinned. And all the people who disbelieved in the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and rejected the whole concept of the belief, the Nabuwwat, the Imamat, the Hereafter, the Qiyamah, the ones who rejected any one of these beliefs will be people, their abode will be the hellfire. I'll give you more explicit description in Urdu, because many people may find it difficult to absorb and take the harshness of the hellfire. But look at the verses, just read Nazla'atun Shawa. You know, the fire is unbearable for the people. Nazakun Lishawa. You know, so it is so severe, the hellfire, that even when the rocks are placed in it, they will crack open. The stones will crack. In this dunya, the stones do not, the rocks do not crack in the hellfire. They become hot. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, no, they will crack inside the hellfire. That's how severe the severity of the hellfire is. And the description given by the Holy Quran, describing, well, you know, the different surahs all around the Holy Quran, and very little of that hellfire, you know, a taste of that hellfire is given inside the grave. And many of the mu'minin will actually see the difficulties of the hellfire before they reach the Day of Judgment, so they do not get punished. And they do not have the punishment. So the barzakh itself can be very difficult for the people. And Masumeen alayhi salam say, do something for the barzakh, we will do the shafa'at in the hereafter. For many of the people, barzakh will be difficult. But it is found that many people who are very high in caliber, Masumeen will do shafa'at even inside the grave. But they have to be very high in caliber. You look at your own self and look at the major sins and the minor sins that the Masumeen alayhi salam have counted. These are the sins that will have punishment. If you do not repent, repentance is the most important thing. You repent and you say, I will not do these things again. Masumeen alayhi salam says that repentance is not when a person says that I repent and they go back to the sin. I repent and they go back to the sin. Repentance is when you decide that I will not do this sin anymore. I repent from today. Then do the usul of repentance. You know, they take a bath for usle tawbah, which is mustahab. Azullah which Dalai Fakhr used to say that whenever you go to swimming, then do the niyat, then I'm doing usle tawbah and then go inside the. So then you get the tawab or usle tawbah. In Friday, you see, in the Shia, you can do many intentions when doing ghusl and do one ghusl. So you can do tadakhul, many different ghusl you can do one intention. I'm doing wahid ghusl, I'm doing ghusl Jummah, this is the first of Ramadan, so there's a Musaf ghusl day, I'm entering Makkah. So you can make all of those intentions together. So whenever you're doing the ghusl Jummah, say, I'm also doing ghusl tawbah, the ghusl of repentance. And inshallah, many of your sins will be forgiven. The Holy Quran says, so long as the water is coming down, your sins are washed away. For little things, this is the Rahman and Rahim that we believe in. He says, because you've done a ghusl to please me, I'll forgive you your sins. This is the Rahman and Rahim that we believe in. So the hellfire is severe, it is difficult to bear, the pain inside it. And they have nothing to eat and drink except for the things which are given to them, which are unbearable. Even the description I do not wish to go into because there are many children sitting here. But the things that they are given to drink are unbearable in this world, that no one would ever even imagine. And they'll be forced to eat and drink the things. And the description of some of the people in the hellfire, someone like the Yazid. The lowest level of the hellfire is for four people, and one of them is Yazid, Ibn Muawiyah. And when one of the Masmeen describes how he is punished, they say that there is a big bird. There is an angel that Allah SWT has created who looks like a big bird, like a vulture, that rips him apart. He screams, but because he can't die anymore. So he eats him slowly and he says, okay, I'm finished now. So he throws him out and he says, now he becomes Yazid again, and then he starts to do the same amal again. He says, that's what happens to Yazid till the day of judgment because of his behavior and his oppression and tyranny upon Sayyidul Shuhada. So those are the punishments in the hellfire. And there are so many other verses in the Holy Quran that describe how the people will be in the hellfire. The people in the hellfire will recognize each other as well, and the people in the heaven will recognize each other. They will, and the people of the heaven and the hell will recognize each other. They will look at each other, and there are verses in Surah Yasin, they say that the people of the hell will be saying, when they will be looking down, so the heaven is quite high above, so they are not disturbed by the people who are in the hellfire screaming. Masumin alayhi salam say that even a neighbor after death who is in the hellfire is someone who will hurt you, and someone who is going through good time in the hereafter will please you. For example, a person being punished next to you and you have the paradise, it will be disturbing to see that person until and unless you know that this person was sinful. In the hereafter we'll have all of that recognition. Many times many of the mu'minin may be punished and you may not like it. So a good neighbor even after this life is a good neighbor, and a bad neighbor even after this life is a bad neighbor. That is why it is recommended, highly recommended, to bury your mu'minin in the cemeteries of mu'minin. And do not bury them in the cemeteries of kuffar or munafiqeen, and the mu'minin should be together in the same cemeteries. Mustahab, according to some of the marajah, well, according to all marajah, it is not permissible to bury the mu'minin in the cemeteries of kuffar. I'll explain some ahkam in English, and I'll come back towards the end of the session to English in about 10-15 minutes. Jo Quran ke andar ek جہنم کا نقشہ کھینچا گیا اور ایک جگہ پہ نہیں ہے. یہ سورہ نبا کے اندر تو اتفاق میں یہ 10 آیات ہیں جو جہنم کا نقشہ کھینچا گیا. بہت سی آیات جہنم سے متعلق. ہمارا موضوع ہے یہ سورہ نبا, اس کے اندر نبا عظیم ایک بہت بڑی خبر خدا کہتا ہے. لیکن لوگ جو ہیں پریشان ہوتے ہیں, آپس میں کہتے ہیں کیا ہوگا کیا نہیں ہوگا اس دن. اتنا یاد رکھو کہ اس دن ان جہنم خانت میرے ساتھ. اب یہ جو الفاظ ہے میرے ساتھ کہتے ہیں رسد سے, جو کمی گاہ میں بیٹھا ہوتا ہے نا, جو کسی کے انتظار میں بیٹھا ہوتا ہے. اب دیکھا کوئی انتظار میں ہوتا ہے کہ جیسے وہ یہاں پہ آئے گا تو آپ نے کہا جو ٹیلیویژن کے بعد قرآن کھاتے شکار کرنے والے جانور ہیں شیر وغیرہ, وہ انتظار کرتے ہیں جیسے وہ جانور جو ہے اس کے قریب جو پہنچ جاتا ہے تو پھر شکار کرتے ہیں. اب یہ جو نقشہ جہنم کا کھینچا گیا ہے, اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ کہہ رہا ہے ان جہنم کارا درساتا, جہنم جو ان جہنم کا, یعنی یہ جہنم جو ہے نا وہ کبھی گاہ میں جیسے کوئی انتظار میں بیٹھا ہوتا ہے کہ جیسے شکار پہنچے گا تو میں شکار کر لوں. اب یہ جہنم کا نقشہ خدا نے بتایا جیسا کھینچا ہے, جس کے لیے میں کہہ رہا تھا کہ عبداللہ سید طیب الموسوی نے طیب البیان کے اندر نقشہ لکھا تھا کہ جہنم کوئی ایسا نہیں لگتا کہ کوئی ایک جگہ ہے اور اس کے اندر آگ بھری بھی ہے, ایسا نہیں لگتا. لگتا ہے کہ جیسے کوئی وجود ہے, کوئی بہت بڑے حیوان کا نام ہے جو خود بہت چلتے ہوئے آئے گا. اور یہ یوم میں جہنم ایک مطلب والا کر کے کہا جائے گا کہ لے کے آپ جہنم کو, ذرا جہنم کو لایا جائے گا, اس میں سے شولے باہر نکل کے ٹانگیں پکڑ کے کھینچ دیا کریں گے اور شولے نکل رہے ہوں گے. ایسا نقشہ جو جہنم کا قرآن کی آیات ہے, کہیں محسوس نہیں ہوتا کس طرح یہ گڑا ہے جس کے اندر آگ بھری ہوئی ہے. کب وہ پہچانتی ہے جہنم خود بہت کہ یہ میرا ہے اور یہ میرا نہیں ہے, جو اس کا ہے میرے ساتھ آتا. اس کے رسم میں بیٹھی ہے, انتظار میں بیٹھی ہے. آیت رسم دیکھیے کہ جہنم انتظار میں بیٹھی ہے, جیسے ہی اس کے جہنم کا مستحق پہنچتا ہے وہ خود بہت شولے باہر نکلتے ہیں. اب جیسے کوئی ہاتھ پکڑ کے کھینچ لے کہ یہاں پہ جہنم میں بیٹھ جاؤ, شولے نکلیں گے اور شولے باقاعدہ انسان کو لپیٹ کے اندر کھینچ لیں گے. وہ باہر نکل کے بھاگیں گے, وہ دوبارہ کھینچیں گے, پڑوانے کی کوشش کریں گے, چیخیں گے, روئیں گے. یہاں تک کہ بہت سے صحابہ کے لیے ملتا ہے کہ ان کی پیشانی کے